Joining me is Noel Darcy, organizer of the Terry Fox Run here in Oldson. You're going to be able to do the run somehow this year, Noel.
Yeah, this year with our COVID restrictions in place, we're going to have the run in a virtual manner. Essentially, there will be a course marked out from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. on September 20th. We're encouraging people to come at staggered times throughout the day and complete their Terry Fox Run. There's going to be a 5-kilometer course marked out and a 10-kilometer course marked out.
And you will be able to start from the fire hall. You're just working on logistics as how that will play out.
Yeah, you can start right at the fire hall. We're just discouraging group gatherings at this time. There will be no barbecue as there has been in previous years. Just this year with our COVID restrictions, we have to encourage social distancing this year for the Terry Fox Run.
But at least we're able to do it, especially considering this is the 40th anniversary.
That's right. Yeah, it's a very special year for the foundation. It's been 40 years since the Marathon of Hope. So the foundation had big plans. Unfortunately, COVID kind of affected those plans, but we're making the most of it and we're going to do our best to get out and run and raise funds in the name of Terry Fox.
And this year, they also have some neat memorabilia, t-shirts. They even have the surgical masks.
That's right. There's a lot of memorabilia. There's t-shirts. There's also a replica of the shoes Terry wore during the Marathon of Hope. When they went on sale, they sold out in seconds with all the money going to cancer research. They are working on replenishing the supply of memorabilia, and there will be opportunities in the future to purchase some more.
How much money in the past has the old Terry Fox raised?
Approximately last year, we raised about $4,600. This year with COVID, we are not 100% sure. We have progressively been increasing over the years. So this year it's hard to know how it's going to go, but we're hoping to at least get to where we were at last year or above.
Now, because of the pandemic, pledge forms aren't available in the businesses that normally carry them. How can people get a pledge form?
Yeah, so people can go on the Old Fire Department Terry Fox Run Facebook page, and they can contact me to receive pledge sheets, and I can just email them out individually to people who need them. Otherwise, the route to raise funds is by registering online, and everything is done online. You can donate through credit card, but pledge sheets are still available. If anybody wants them, just contact us through the Old Fire Department Terry Fox Run page.
That's awesome. It's so great that the fire department and all of you guys have been able to continue Terry's dream to find an end to cancer.
Absolutely. And the whole department gets on board with it. This year, you know, there's not going to actually be not as much work this year involved because there's not much setup involved. But, you know, we're hopeful next year we'll be back as it has been in previous years, and we can get back to normal with the Terry Fox Run.
If there are any changes and you're able to change things around a bit, you're going to keep people updated on your Facebook page?
That's right. We're going to keep people updated on the Facebook page. And there's also additional information on terryfox.org if you want to check that out. You can search for the Olds Run site location, and then there's information about people registered, where you can register yourself, and lots of useful information there as well.
Great. It is on September 20th. Start time is anytime after 6 a.m.
Anytime after 6 a.m. So we'll be heading out to start marking the course at roughly just before 6 a.m. And then the course will be left marked until about 11 p.m.
TerryFox.org or the Olds Fire Department Facebook page.
Correct. The Olds Fire Department Terry Fox Run Facebook page.
Thanks, Noel.
Awesome. Thank you.